Thanks for downloading ThistlePod. I'm Fiona Ritchie, and we use these podcasts to delve into our NPR programme archive to remember some of the people we've chatted with through the years, along with music to go with their great voices. This time, I'll share some Christmas dreams and memories recorded back in the early 1990s. Jenner's department store in the heart of Scotland's capital city has been open for business since the 1830s. The shop is an Edinburgh institution where celebrating the season properly includes displaying a Christmas tree 40 feet tall in the centre of the shop and giving the children of Edinburgh a chance to meet Santa Claus. I stood in line myself and chatted to some of Santa's visitors.
I can never get to sleep, and I normally, at about 12:30, I eventually get to sleep, and I'm too tired to get up in the morning.
Are you going to any Christmas parties this year?
Yeah. We're just doing dancing and that.
Our school quality.
It's Christmas party.
I'm going to one at my dancing school, and I've got one at my school, and one at a friend's house as well.
Well, this is going on the radio in America, so what do you want to say to wish everyone a good time this year?
America. Surf's up. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
What age are you?
Two.
Is Santa coming to your house at Christmas time? What's he going to bring you?
My tractor.
And how does Santa get to your house?
At 8 o'clock.
Oh, he comes at 8 o'clock. And how is he going to come into your house?
From a door.
Oh, I see.
When I open all the doors, he can come in.
What's your name?
Ben.
And how old are you, Ben?
5.
And is Santa coming to your house this Christmas?
Yes. Yeah.
How does he get there?
He goes through the door.
What do you leave for Santa for him coming to your house?
Mince pie and whiskey.
Oh, Santa gets a mince pie and whiskey at your house. Well, he'll be coming back again and again, won't he?
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Tell me what your name is and how old you are.
Simon and Amit.
Oh, and is Santa going to come to your house this Christmas?
Hope so.
And how does he get into your house when you're sleeping?
With magic dust.
Have you ever heard him?
No.
Have you ever thought you might sneak up in the middle of the night and have a peek?
Sometimes.
What do you leave for Santa so that keeps his strength up for all his journeys?
Some milk and some carrots and carrots for the reindeers and a Christmas pie.
And then what happens when you get up in the morning?
I get up about 5 or 6 o'clock and open all my presents.
Is your mum and dad up at that time too?
No.
Do you wake them up?
Sometimes. They hear me opening the presents and they say, what time is it? And they give me a while since it's about 5 or 6.
This is going to be going on the radio in America, so I was wondering what you could say to people over there to wish them a Merry Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
And what's Santa going to bring you at Christmas?
A Game Boy.
And how does Santa get to your house to give you this present?
Comes down the chimney.
He does. And do you leave Santa a present?
Yes, milk and biscuits.
Milk and biscuits. And tell me what you do on Christmas morning.
Open up all my presents.
Do you get up very early?
Yes.
Do you do any other special things for Christmas?
I'll go to my mum's friend's house and we have a party.
What do you do there?
My mum talks and we run about mad.
And do you have special things to eat for your Christmas dinner?
I don't like any of them.
Oh, you don't? Well, look, I think Santa's over there ready to see you, so I'll wish you a Merry Christmas. Do you want to wish the listeners a Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
Tell me what your name is.
Laura.
And how old are you, Laura?
Six.
Six. And is Santa going to come to your house at Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
How will he get there?
By his sleigh.
And how does the sleigh move along through the sky?
With the deers.
And how will he come into your house?
Down the chimney.
Do you leave a special present for Santa when he gets there?
A bit of cake and a jig.
And tell me what Santa's going to leave for you, what presents he's leaving for you this year.
A big gorilla.
A big gorilla? A real live one?
No.
Not?
I wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Standing in line, waiting to be received by Santa Claus in Jenner's Department Store, Edinburgh. Music from guitarist John Fahey. A couple of miles northeast of Jenner's lies the ancient port of Leith, removed from the holiday traffic of Edinburgh's city centre, but not without bustle of its own, especially at Lamb's House in the heart of Old Leith. It was built by a merchant called Andrew Lamb in the 16th century, and since the early 1960s it's been a day centre for the elderly. Mary Queen of Scots dined at Lamb's House upon her return from exile in France in 1567. I had a cup of tea there and met some of the residents of Leith who shared many memories of Christmases past. What's your name?
Jean Kerr.
Where are you from, Jean?
Leith.
From right here in Leith?
Bred in Leith.
Tell me about your memories of Christmas as a wee girl.
Well, we were poor, not much work, but we were happy in what we had. Just made the best of it.
What are your memories of when you would anticipate Christmas as a wee girl? What would you be looking forward to?
My stocking being put up. An orange, an apple and a penny. Then when you came out the next day, you met all the other girls with all their dolls and prams, and you were standing eating your apple and orange. Quite happy.
And yes, very happy.
No money, but what we had, we just made the best of it.
Yes.
What did you have for your Christmas dinner? Do you remember any special meals or special recipes?
A pot of soup. And champet tatties and a sheep head. That's what we had in the good old days, and we were happy then.
Do you still make any of those recipes? Do you still make a sheep's head?
You can't get them now.
They go to
the, I suppose they go, I haven't choir, but they go to the Greyhounds now. The Greyhounds get them now. But we used to get them for about a sixpence, but now they're charged about £2 or £3 for them.
What are your memories of celebrating New Year? How did you bring in the New Year when you were wee?
Very quiet. Very quiet. We were in the house. Very, very quiet.
What are your hopes for the New Year?
Get drunk. Get drunk and dance. If I can.
You got a dancing partner lined up?
I don't know. I'll look for one. As long as you've got two legs, I've only one leg.
Christmas just passed on. It was New Year that we all celebrated in these days. I mean, these are maybe younger than me. and doesn't mind of that. But for New Year, we all used to go away up to the mound and celebrate there. And the minute the bell rung, there was dancing and, good. Wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. But was there music as well?
Oh, aye, but I don't know where it came from. Somebody would have a mouth organ lately.
Christmas today is a paradise to what it was in my young day. Because poverty was the keynote, and Santa Claus was a stranger to the majority of folks' houses because they couldn't afford to buy the toys and clothes that they can purchase nowadays. And Christmas now was more like the wee minced tatty than turkey. The war was more or less crucial as far as the working class were concerned. The war gave people a dignity, food and clothing that they couldn't afford out their own back. So consequently, after the war, these same parents started holding Christmas as a celebration. It was never an accepted thing in Scotland, Christmas. It was basically for the children and the children alone. I mean, the adults hadn't Christmas parties or that sort of thing like they had at New Year's time. New Year's time was the cream for the adults. Christmas was essentially for the children. But as far as Christmas as a holiday for the children, it was just one day and that was over. And they got their presents, whether they liked them or not, or whatever their parents could afford to buy them. And within 2 days, Christmas just became a memory to them. And the parents made the sacrifices for the children. And believe you me, when you're talking about sacrifice, you're talking real sacrifice. For a parent to give the kids toys, they had to go without themselves. And the house had to go without just to make this morning or day for the children. So the children of today are very fortunate in that respect. They have no comparison. And that's why the majority are never satisfied with what they get, because they don't know the size of the coin.
Today, they're noticed that they've got more. We had nothing, but we were happier than what they are.
How did you get prepared for bringing in the new year?
Put up the curtains at the last minute.
Black laid at the grate and scrubbed the floor.
Everything.
And put the table cover on and got the bottle out and the
and the
beer
tumblers.
And the tumblers. And we were as happy as anything.
Happy as Gilderoy.
Waiting on the first foot coming.
And all the brass was taken off the mantelpiece and you had to polish brass even every Friday night. Up the mistletoe, waiting on a kiss.
That was the last thing, the mistletoe.
The mistletoe coming in.
When they were all coming in.
You should see what's that up there.
A good new year to yin and all, and many may you see. What else, Sylvie? Year to everybody here, and many may you see. La 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 la. A happy gay new year.
Aye.
Long be your lumry.
With somebody else's coal. Thank you.
What wishes would you send out to listeners for the Christmas coming up in the new year?
In America? Mm-hmm. Don't forget your brother sitting in Sunny Leith.
Very good.
And that's the people in California. I'm not fussy which one sends me the presents.
Have a Merry Christmas and God bless everyone.
Cheery voices of regulars at Lamb's House in Leith, with music of William Jackson and Alistair Fraser. Thanks to the staff and the seniors at Lamb's House for the great welcome, and to the staff and junior visitors to Jenner's department store.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot for auld lang syne? For auld lang syne, my jo, for auld lang syne, will tak a cup o' kindness yet for auld. Surely you'll be your pine stoop, and surely I'll be mine, and we'll talk a cup o' kindness yet for auld lang syne. For auld lang syne, my jo, for for auld lang syne. just a fear, and gies a hand o' thine, and wilt tak a recht good while they walked for old lang syne. For old lang syne, my Jo, for old lang syne, we'll tak a cup o' kindness yet for old lang syne.
From our radio archives, the cast and Auld Lang Syne, the Robert Burns Friendship Anthem, sung around the world at New Year, the children at Santa's Grotto in Jenner's Department Store, Edinburgh, and the locals of Leith who live in and around historic Lamb's House. At thistleradio.com, you'll find a playlist of this Thistle Pod, Christmas Dreams and Memories. NPR's The Thistle and Shamrock airs radio like this each week. Find out how to tune in to public radio or hear an audio stream on the web at thistleradio.com. Thistle Radio is on Facebook and on Twitter. I'm Fiona Ritchie. Have a very Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to all.